I heard people complain about the length, and really is the same. It's the same length as a Kanye West Wyoming session CD. So I don't know why that was a big deal, but for some reason, R. Kelly thought it was a good idea to drop his Confessions album.
What? I mean, it was an album. It was just
no, this album.
Oh, actually, you think about it, yeah, it is.
Yo, right. I didn't know. Yo, I did not know the SoundCloud version was different than the YouTube version. I heard the SoundCloud version fades out and it comes back. And
yeah,
that's
yeah.
It.
I thought I was the like, oh, so is it two songs or something like that? Or
yeah. I admit that I wasted 40 minutes of my life.
What time did this come out?
40 minutes.
I listened to it twice.
Oh, God.
I wanted to get...
Did you want to be thorough with this?
Yo, because there's some things that this dude says that are just utterly ridiculous that you couldn't believe he said it. Like, he thought... Yo, the fact that this man talked about his sexual perversions, his scandals... And then at the 16-minute mark, you want to say, yo, Robert Jr. and Joanne, daddy love you. Bruh, they were supposed to sit through all that shit?
Yeah, John.
Get the fuck out of here. And then he hit us with the, I ain't seen my kids. Why you ain't seen your kids?
Man, because the mom trying to keep them away.
The girl is old enough. She grown. Like, I don't know how old Robert Jr. is. Hell, I ain't never seen a picture of the boy. I seen the girl before. I think she's 18, at least 18 by now. Oh my goodness. Somebody help me make sense of this. Why did R. Kelly think this was a good idea?
Because he's broke, John. When you broke, you get desperate too. Shit.
How are you making money off this?
Jonathan.
He put it on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Because look at.
He put that shit on SoundCloud as like, well, there you have it. Done and done. That brother really said, yo, go grab a dictionary and look up the word sex cult or cult and sex slaves. I'll wait. As a motherfucker's like, oh shit, Kels, you got us. You got us real good.
Then he talked about the girl coming on stage and dad put her on stage.
He said, awesome. And then he said, she's overage.
Yeah, no, he said, I mean, we had a connection.
Yo,
I said, oh my God.
There's an early
what
part
is
of
a
here
connection,
where he
yo
says, I admit I did. I admit I fucked a couple of. And you could have sworn he was going to say kids, but he says fans. And I was like, did you do that on purpose? Like, what are you talking about? He brought up Aaliyah.
He said, love.
Love. He said, love. And then he said, and then sex tape, hush. I said, what are we talking about? What is it?
Who engineered this? Like, who was like, yeah.
He did it himself. No, he talked about how he can't read. Yo, and how he can't spell. Of course, I figure you can't spell. You can't.
But he blamed that's the reason why he don't have money. He signed over his publishing, which I remember a long time ago. I thought, how come R. Kelly is not rich as hell? Because
he wrote for people.
He wrote for so many people. I said, dude, you should be one of the most successful.
I believe I can fly right now. Should just have.
Yeah, who's making money off I believe I can fly?
Didn't he write a Celine Dion song? Who was like one of the biggest artists in the world?
He wrote for Toni Braxton. Obviously, he wrote Aaliyah songs. But then this is the biggest problem. The biggest
he
problem.
He didn't write those, though, guys. He just
whatever. Yeah, whatever he did, he didn't write. The biggest problem I have with it is he doesn't understand why people are coming at him. He's like,
but that's the problem. I think that's the biggest thing. Like, you don't understand why you did is wrong.
Yeah, I understand. This is what I get. This I get. Somebody saying, "Look, I was found not guilty." The Aaliyah situation, I loved her with all my heart. Yes, she was underage. Fine. I get a person saying that, but then you still got to be able to turn around and say, I understand how it looks. I understand why y'all mad. I understand why y'all want me out of here. But then for him to say, yo, for your opinions, I'm supposed to go to jail. I'm supposed to lose my career. You don't got to go to jail, but yeah, you lose your career. You're an artist. So if we don't like your music, there's plenty of people who've lost their career because of opinions of the popular public. What are you talking about?
Why the song made it sound like we owe him money.
Yo, the song sounded like he was a like patriot. I represented my country for 31 years. Like we I been, said, what are you talking about in the Song Olympics?
And then he had the nerve to call out other Chicago artists for not doing enough.
That's right.
Like, man, you got a whole admission to guilt as a song. Then you're going to say, while I'm at it.
R. Kelly was wilding though, because R. Kelly said, yo, y'all call me a pedophile for this, and then the sex tape. Yo, what y'all need to be doing is use me. I should be around the kids first. I'm like, no, bro, we are not helping you pick out your next victim. What are you talking about? Chill out. Golly. Oh man, there's so much. This is like Trapped in a Closet 38 through 90. Like this was this was trash. Oh, but all right, so then he got to humble bragging. He was like, I admit, I was at the Ritz and I fucked my homie's bitch. What?
We didn't know nothing about that. Yeah. Why are you bringing it up?
And then I fucked my girlfriend's best friend. I was like, why are you telling us any of this part? Yo, he admitted a lot of stuff, but he didn't bring up Jay-Z. I thought we was really gonna get some dirt. Like, well, yo,
what did he get on Jay-Z though? Nothing.
They went on that tour. He said Jay-Z, blah blah, you know, had guns in the building and remember he left and all that.
He wasn't gonna bring that up.
Why not?
What does he look like? He wants money. He doesn't want to die. Why are you bringing that up?
Hey, I'm just saying, if you're gonna tell everything, tell everything. He told Wendy Williams conversation. That's how we get the Aaliyah part in what's that? The sex tape. I told her, he said, Wendy mad at me because I didn't offer her a drink. I said, what the fuck are you talking about?
The song was so crazy. Why didn't he just do an interview?
Yo, this is basically an IG video.
Yo, did
music.
You see that interview that he did with Trey a couple years ago?
Yeah. No.
That shit went
He should
left.
Not do an interview. He should turn on the camera, go off, and then give it to somebody he actually trusts. And say, yo, edit this for me, and then give it back to me.
Because doing a song version made it so much funnier.
And then he was just like,
why is he trying to sing this shit?
He wanted sympathy, but he's like, but I'm a word to the parents, because I'm a parent. Don't put your bitch on the stage, your daughter on the stage, and get mad because she didn't pay. It didn't pay. I'm like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Everybody is a big
yo. Here's the crazy part. He said,
I could tell you listen to this twice.
Man.
Yes.
Because, he won't even let us talk. Just listen.
Yo. What about that part where he says,
myself.
I could have. Where he says, I know some ladies who like to get their hair pulled. I know some ladies who like to get their ass spanked. Then he's like, I know some ladies that I can't say what they like because they'd be too much for the radio. What radio song station for to play this fucking song? This is 19 minutes, Kels. Who playing this?
Yeah, that was crazy.
You know how they be having like the mixes during like the after work mixes,
the
like at 5
jam.
Yeah, no, you could literally play this
and be done.
Traffic jam over.
Oh my God. I admit it was hard
to listen to. Like I had to take a break in the middle of it.
I heard a 2-minute snippet. John was like, listen to the whole thing. I was like, no,
baby. He started repeating himself a lot. Yeah, it was just the same shit.
At the end, he's like, if I hear some more disrespectful shit,
he's about to beat somebody ass.
I said, Kels, you about 52 years old. I've never heard of you in a physical competition.
He's talking about how his city didn't hold him down.
Yeah.
Like, yo, he was mad at everybody. He took it out on everybody. Like, yo, everybody's supposed to be paying him. He said, I wish y'all don't need $1. Please do a GoFundMe.
He should put this on a GoFundMe page.
SoundCloud.
He should have put it on the road because I got to make my rent.
I said, to my rent.
I said, damn, rent.
I said,
rent too?
Yo.
You should have bought a house in
He's
the
had houses.
Yeah.
Remember he lost that house in Olympia Fields?
He talked about all
and
this.
And then he said, oh, I forgot I even had it. That don't sound like somebody that's broke to me if you forget you own a whole house.
It's amazing how people shit their money away.
Yeah.
And then he's like, look at y'all. Why y'all do this to me?
Y'all know could read.
Y'all grateful sons of bitches.
Man, I'm telling you something right now.
I don't have that much pride.
I'm telling you right now. When his Lifetime movie come out, that shit gonna be epic.
Yo, he should have just wrote a book. I mean, I know he can't write a book, but he could have had somebody write a book for him. This would have been so, but I don't have that much pride.
Somebody online said today.
Why did he talk about the pee?
He said the tape, hush.
He said, hush now. Right. And then, oh, yeah. Oh, that's what I want to start off with. Manny Fontaine's my brother, but he ain't acting like my brother.
Somebody
I love my brothers.
On Twitter said, this man is a genius because he's sitting here telling y'all he can't read and write, but somehow he writing music and making epic fucking songs.
Man.
This man got to be a fucking genius in some way.
I mean, it's him, Fantasia. Who else could read and write? There's been a few little musical people who can't read or write. But we've known he couldn't read or write for years. Why, dude, get that shit fixed.
I don't think you just get it fixed. I think illiteracy is a problem.
I'm not saying tomorrow. I'm just saying when I found out in the 90s he couldn't read or write, you think he wouldn't be able to read or write in 2018? From 1998 to 2018?
He's dyslexic, John.
Yeah, but my whole thing is like,
I don't know what he is. He dropped out of high school.
He said that.
My whole thing is, he has bad management then. Because you telling me out of all these years, every contract that he signed on his own, no one could tell him or read it over for him and say, hey, yo, they gonna take all your money. You ain't got no publishing deal. You don't own none of your music. That don't make sense to me.
I think he's blaming the white man. I think that's what he's doing.
I don't think he's blaming the white man. I think R. Kelly's the type that's like, nah, it's cool, you guys. I got this.
He said he got 20 lawyers.
Yeah.
And they all rich because of R. Kelly.
But then he came at Steve Harvey and Tom Joyner and John Legend.
They all talked about R. Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were doing like a end R. Kelly. What was that hashtag?
Whatever.
Some kind of like, hashtag that they were doing.
Why are you trying to take down, brother? It's like, bro, stop it. What are we doing? I didn't know that existed.
I mean,
yo.
I didn't pay attention to that. I really don't pay attention to R. Kelly.
Next nigga bring me some dumb shit is going to be a misunderstanding. Because niggas, they listen to dumb shit. Our niggas that be on that dumb shit.
Mm.
Bars. Bars right here. Oh my gosh. I love what he says. Now, no disrespect to Chi-Town, my home, but we got to learn to support our own. Who is he supported for Chicago? How many artists he put on for Chicago? Boo and Gotti?
Yeah. When's the last time?
Boo and Gotti?
That was it.
When's the last time R. Kelly been in Chicago?
He tried to perform.
Oh, he tried to do the UIC thing, right? But the thing is, they shut it down. That's not anyone for Chicago's fault. It's just bad timing.
Anytime he had that Christmas jingle, the GCI played it for him. Like, man, you're not. Kel, you're 52 or 53. He's like, what are we doing? There's nobody who's came in the game in their 20s.
John, why didn't they let him like young women? Why? Why are we judging him?
I fucked the ladies, older and young ladies. I said, well, you didn't have to put the young part in. Just say ladies. Why you have to be super specific with it? Golly, boy. This made my Monday. I like Garfield. I'm not a fan of Mondays, but this really made my Monday.
No, Mondays are
to
great.
Wake up to this shit.
I admit I fuck with all the ladies. That's older and young ladies. But tell me how they call it pedophile, because that shit is crazy. Crazy and ladies rhyming is crazy. You may have your opinions, entitled to your opinions, but really, am I supposed to go to jail or lose my career because of your opinion? Opinions don't rhyme. Man, that was trash.
Jonathan's judging his writer.
Trash. Trash.
Do you have some Grammys that we know about?
No, I don't.
Okay, then yo, shut up.
I never wrote. I believe I can fly. I'll tell you that. Okay.
All right, calm your little ass down.
Man, R. Kelly released this whole thing today. Nobody still ain't called the police on his ass.
Man. What you gonna do?
He's in jail already.
Double jeopardy. He said he gonna keep making music till the good Lord take him. He said the devil talked to him.
I don't really like going to church.
He said, I admit I don't go to church.
Yo, he told us about everything. I had oatmeal for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. I admit I put sugar on my grits.
Cut it out right there. I think you put sugar on your grits?
I do too. I ain't gonna die. Sugar, a little sugar on the grits is delicious.
Butter is some sugar, man.
Yo.